Hello, everyone. I like that song. I'm beginning to like that song a lot. Welcome to peoplesinternetradio.com and PSN Radio. Thanks to Angel Espino in Miami, Florida. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this is Cancel the Cabal. On this Wednesday evening, the 20th of January, 2016, allegedly, I don't have a guest again tonight, so I thought maybe another improvisation or put the word out to see if somebody wanted to call in and talk about something, but don't really have subject matter. I don't really have a guest, as I just mentioned, but if it happens to be another suggestion for tunes and suggestion for subjects, that would be fine. I just got a Skype message, so I'm going to put another tune on and see how this goes. Another Muse tune, actually. Muse Uprising. Another song that I like. So if anybody would like to come on and talk about anything, or just give me tune suggestions and subject matter suggestions, I will attempt to do it again. Just an improv show. Be back in a few minutes, everyone. Well, okay, I haven't gotten any song suggestions yet, so who knows, maybe I'll even, do you want me to do some karaoke? You might even be able to entice me into that. Who knows? I did it one other time 2 years ago, and I was really scared about it, but I could just run through a playlist of my favorite songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever. Give me some suggestions out there. But, this is an improv show. Call-ins or subject matter suggestions, tune suggestions, it doesn't matter. Give me a shout. Let me know what you want. Otherwise, I'll just roll tunes. If you don't want to hear something specific, I'll play my favorites. Unless I hear from somebody. Here we go. Here's a song I haven't played in a while, so be back in just a few minutes here again. All right. I want to know how, is my microphone working? Am I even on air? Someone let me know. I'm not getting any kind of feedback from the chat. You're not hearing me in between the songs, Ray. I just cut the song off there, so let me know. Give me a smiley face if the microphone's working, if I'm even on air. I don't even know. Not even sure now, so I've got the song off. Is anyone hearing me in between the tunes? Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm just getting a song from Sam, it looks like, so I've got a request. I'm going to go through the list there. For the people who haven't left yet and the people who are signed in, got Bubble Clark, Bonnie, Freeman Jack, Garvin, Hugh, Joan, John McCann, Johnny Meath, Mahatma Coat, Mark Smith, Martin, Farrell, Nodden, been a while since I've seen you in the chat, Nodden, Noel, Paul Strum, Sam, Sean McGuire, myself, Captain Stingray, Unique Lee, No Vin. Oh goodness, what's going on here? Okay, I just wanted to know. Wasn't getting any kind of feedback, so I wanted to know. Thank you. That's weird. It's wild. Wow, it's only 12:30 in the morning and Vin's not in the chat. Wonder what's up with that. Anyways, he must be working hard on something. Always is. Ah, I see you were fibbing. Shame on you. 15 lashes. Anyways, I'm going to see what Sam has passed me here and talk a little more. Give me some subject suggestions to look into. Talk about. Get my thoughts out there. I will come back after this song or a couple of songs, and I have a few thought suggestions on my own, and I will give to everyone when we get back. Oops. Sorry, Sam. You'll have to PM me. Apparently, that song is blocked in the USA, whatever it is. So just pass me the name of it, and maybe there's another way I can find it. I don't know. Maybe I'll look and see if somebody has it up some way, somehow, but be right back in, right back here in a couple of minutes. All right there, Martin. I just went to click on your video, and it's also blocked in America. So PM me the title in the group, and I will try to put that on. Maybe it's over here in America. Maybe it's okay. But for some reason, sometimes, whenever I go to hit a link, comes from over there. Sometimes it's blocked. And it's happened twice tonight, so I was able to find the song that Sam passed me, Reef, Come Back. Somebody put it on in YouTube here in America, so maybe somebody did for your song also, Martin. Anyways, I'm going to continue on. As promised, there is one subject I'd like to talk about until Martin can pass me the name of the song and and the group. You know, a lot of us are getting very, very weary. A lot of us in the alternative movement here are getting attacked physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and we're also getting attacked on the social medias. And my thoughts, my feelings, you know, why do any of us care? Why should any of us care? Okay, it seems I've... All right, I got a... Oops, sorry about that, everyone. I'm getting a message on Facebook, but anyways, I'm going to ignore that. It's not really important and doesn't have anything to do with what I'm saying. But yeah, again, why should we care about what's going on if it's not affecting us? Martin, if you can hear me there, pass me the name of that tune in the... I guess that's the same song that Sam passed, Martin. That's why it's blocked, because that's the same one that Sam passed me. Okay, I'll get right on that then. Sam just gave me a PM for another suggestion of a song. He must like that band, Reef, because there's another Reef suggestion that's come at me. So here you go, Sam. Another Reef song. Okay, and another song suggestion by Reef from Sam. Getting back to the subject matter of just before the song there. Why should we care about everyone on the planet? Why should we try to help everyone realize they're being deceived? Why should we help? Why should we care? I know I've got a pretty good answer, but I would like to hear from someone what their thoughts are in the chat there. Doesn't matter if you PM or not. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot of chatter going on there, but you can put it right in the main room there if you want. Give me your thoughts. Your reason. Why should we care? Why should we do the things we're doing? And I'm going to put at least one more song on there. Wait a few minutes and see what happens. I've got a Bob Marley song. Actually, I got two Bob Marley songs lined up. Hopefully, they will keep some of the people in the chat there. I know it's going on 1 a.m. and it's pretty late for Wednesday night. People got to work in the morning, or people stay up later, just get tired, or whatever the case is. So, be back in a couple minutes again, everyone. Yes, Martin, you are right. I think that's supposed to be sad. You wrote said, but I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Martin, did you mean to say democracy is very sad around here? If you did, I would have to agree. Or, at least, the elite and the government's definition and what they mean by democracy, yes, that is very sad. When Western, sad. Yes, I kind of thought that's what you meant, but I wasn't sure. Anyways, Western governments, they have said in the past they want to bring democracy to the Middle East. And I guess maybe their definition and explanation of democracy means bombing all to hell, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If that's their definition of democracy, I don't really want any of it. The Middle East, they have enough problems of their own. They don't need democracy. At least President Obama and President Bush's definition of it. They don't need Tony Blair's or the current UK Prime Minister's version of democracy. They don't need Netanyahu's explanation in his version of democracy. Yes, that's what you put in there, around here. Democracy is very sad around here. What am I missing, Martin? Hey, there, Tim from Tang. Oh, goodness gracious. Who is that guy? Does anyone know Tim from Tang? It's been a while. I miss that man on the radio for sure. Wish I could get my Manjaro, or whatever the current version that Linux people are using here. I haven't been keeping up with the Linux chat room here lately because it just goes off like crazy and I don't understand it anyways. But I would like to conduct a show like Tim from Tang used to do. He would have some delightful nature sounds in the background while he was sharing his thoughts about the people on this big blue ball. And I always enjoyed the thoughts too, with the little birds tweeting in the background. Sound of a brook or a little stream. It was always just soothing and I could sit back and listen and enjoy. Even put me to sleep a few times with the nature noise. But I always ended up listening to the pods afterwards and getting the word. But please, Martin, tell me, what did I miss? You have question marks after sad and after around here, Stephen. Well, prefer the other life, yeah. I think about the other life too, the life you're talking about there, Tim. Going off, and that's another interesting thought there, Tim. A lot of people are doing what you are doing. They are seeking that type of a life, a simpler life, back to a nature type of life, getting away from the system, getting away from this beast we call democracy. with the explanations and the characterization that the Western governments call democracy, I don't think any of us need that type of democracy. At least maybe they should rethink their definitions and their characterizations of the word democracy. But many people are going to a more simpler life. And if I get healed up my body, I will do that. I've been saying that for over 2.5 years on this network here. Coming up on 3 years in June. I know it's kind of amazing to me. Over 2.5 years on First it was TNS radio, then it was MSI radio, and now People's Internet Radio. Gone through a lot of changes. A lot of people have come and gone. I'm not one of the originals, but I've been here over 2.5 years. Tim says, problem is it ain't got much to say to men no more. Yeah, okay. It knows what's real. The men and women is all confused as far as I can tell. And they are getting more confused every single day, Tim. But I'm still looking for tune suggestions. And still looking for subject suggestions to talk about tonight. Tonight is still an improvisational show. Most folks who come and gone, learn much of value here. And folks like me. That's right. But I don't believe you were in here earlier, Tim. I posed the question. If you were, I missed you, and you just popped in there. But I posed the question. Why should we care about what goes on? All the manipulations, all of the destruction, all of the havoc, all of this mess that we call civilization. Or democracy. I'd like to share what Joan said. Joan said she cares because this world needs to be a better place for all of humanity, but not in the position of being attacked and hope you have good support around you to deal with that. For the most part, I don't know whether I'm not big enough, Joan. Maybe I just don't get attacked. I don't get attacked like a lot of other people do, probably because I'm not listened to much. I don't have a big following, and that doesn't bother me at all. I'm not into this game to be famous, not one bit. But I do know, Joan, that one really does have to become famous to be very effective. And that's what bugs me a little bit, because I could care less for fame. I'll take fortune, but don't really care for the fame. Anyways. Sam has passed me another message in the PM, and I'm going to look for that tune that Sam has passed me, and maybe play something else. No, don't need to be famous at all, Tim. I agree. Not at all. Wouldn't pass up the money, though, but I'm going to play another Bob Marley song and then look for Sam's tune that he's passed me. So be right back in just a few minutes again, everyone. All right, everyone, I'm going to... That song is just fading out, last few seconds off in the background there. I wanted to try something on air. I don't have the Linux all set up and everything all mastered and not able to do that, but I wanted to try to emulate what Tim from Tang would do on his shows. For anybody that's been here more than 2 years will remember what Tim from Tang and his shows did, what he did on air. He would just go on little rants, and he would have his nice peaceful little relaxing nature sounds off in the background using his Lennox. And I'm going to try that with the Sam. I might be able to do it. I just need to lower the nature sounds down a little bit and speak up over the background noise. So I'm going to try that. I've got a relaxing 8 hours nature sounds, something you can study to or sleep to, water sounds, bird songs, and all that off of YouTube. So I'm just going to lower the volume down on the sound a little bit and try to speak over it. Little social experiment here. Okay. I've got that down a little bit, and I should be able to speak over it, hopefully, to get the effect that I want. Go on a little rant. Talk about the story, power of the story. The subject matter, maybe of a little bit of a rant. Tim from Tang Style. Why, on this big blue ball, do some people think they're special? Think they were born to lead, born to rule this big blue ball? How do these people get into these positions? Are they smarter than the rest of us? Are they more clever? Do they have more intelligence? Or do they just have better backgrounds, better training? Why are they leading? Why do these people think they're special? It's all part of the story, or all part of the movie, if you want to think of it that way. I know some out there call this a movie. Are we in the Matrix? I don't know that. I haven't gotten to that point in my life to be able to say yay or nay, whether this is all a hologram. I don't know. I think science believes one thing, and I think reality is something different. But I've said this many times on air, there are a lot of people out there that think they're special, think they have special blood or special family heritage, special backgrounds. We know them as the royals. They consider themselves the sovereign. And I guess the queen allegedly is the only sovereign. Or maybe the Pope is too, I don't know. But I know that there are hundreds of millions, if not billions, that go along with this little game of theirs. They go along with this plan. A lot of them willingly and unknowingly are being duped. Humanity is at a point in time where something has to break. Something has to give. I'm not sure how much longer they are going to let things go the way they're going now, and before they pull the plug. I'm not let in on that information. I'm not high enough on the food chain, so I don't know. But what do we have to do? We just have to keep plugging away. We have to keep asking people to share videos, share articles, share posts. That's all we can do. There's no other alternative. We can't really give up. They will go full bore and just start taking people out with diseases and wars. Over 7.4 billion people on this planet here, and I don't really know how many thousands that there are that really know what the truth is. Not really a lot of people that can say that they are awake and aware. A lot of people can claim they are, but then they still keep voting for the system. And still keep voting for these people that think they're special. And the beast keeps moving forward. The democracy, so-called democracy, keeps rolling forward. The tyranny train keeps rolling on. So what will it take? Will it take some massive catastrophe or some massive war? I know that there's too many people that believe everything they see on the TV and the radio and take it to heart. And too many people think that we're just conspiracy theorists. And they don't really know what that word means. But they know that their political pundits get a big laugh out of each other when they call us a conspiracy theorist. And they think it's funny, so it must be true. But a conspiracy theorist is nothing but someone that can think for themselves and reason. Yeah, an abrupt climate change might do the trick, Tim. Who knows? I've heard a few years back that this big blue ball was wobbling too much and it might wobble off its axis. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know that. I'm not much of a scientist myself, so I don't know if that can happen or not. Those in the know may suggest we are currently in the throes of an abrupt climate change. Yeah, that's true. That's what they say. It's all anthropogenic. And all we need to do is tax you and it will all go away. That's one of their little schemes. It's all anthropogenic. Nothing in nature causes it. It's all man-made. Well, I myself will have to beg the question and question that story. To the extent that I and a group of others, foresters, are working on mitigation strategies to protect our forest during the event. Well, that's good, Tim. It really is. But how could it be anthropogenic? This climate change, alleged climate change. There have been times in the past, science has shown that there's been 30 times more CO2 gases in the atmosphere than what there is now. And if I'm not mistaken, back in those times, there was a lot more forest. A lot more rainforest on the planet than what there are now. And if forests do provide the right types of things for the right types of gases and oxygen for the Earth, why are these elite people and these countries allowing all of the rainforests to be mowed down at well over 1,000 acres a day? Maybe it's like 25,000 acres a day. It's just some crazy amount. Why would they cut down a rainforest if that gives us oxygen? And carbon dioxide, trees, plants, and grass take in. It just doesn't make much sense. Climate change, Tim suggests that climate change is a variable system that has been continually changing both abruptly and slowly over the history of life. It has. It has. It has very much so. But what's the answer? How do we get these people to get rid of their TVs or at least turn it off and do something else besides watch it? How do we get them to go outside and do something in nature? It has to be appealing. It has to be appealing to people to do something. And yet in this day and age, they seem to be enthralled with sports and the television, the entertainment system. They seem to be enthralled with celebrity too. I don't know how to get people from doing the things they're doing, but there must be some way. Well, I think I'm going to play another tune and gather some more thoughts and see what I can come back with. After this, maybe one or two tunes. So I thank everyone for staying in. It's going on 1:30 and still got some chat going in the chat room and still got some people listening, so I'm going to continue. I don't know if... Now, it doesn't seem that Nick Nomix in the room, so I was going to play a Creedence song, but I think I still will anyways. So I'll be right back, everyone, in just a few minutes. All right, and I'm back. And, you know, there's other things I'm going to be talking about, hopefully. Next 25 minutes or so, or however long it takes. But Tim had an interesting thought just before I took that break there. We cannot help those enthralled folks. And that's what I went to earlier. I wondered, when do we come to a point where we have to let a lot of people go? When is that point where we just can't help others? Maybe we have to try to help or fend for ourselves. Are we at that point? I don't know. When does that point come? That I don't know either. But that point might come. It might be this decade. It might be the next decade. They will only know, these people that are in control, they're the only ones that are going to know when we riot. I'm sure of that. They have been trying to persuade humanity to riot for a long time. Many, many years. There's really no reason to shake a stick at humanity the way they have in the last 100 years, last 150 years. If we do it right, others will notice us. Yes, they will. If we do it right, our locale will improve and thrive and flourish. Them folk ain't on control of shite. No, they ain't. No folk in control. It's chaos. That can be debated, Tim. Who knows? A lot of people think that there's just nothing but chaos in government. Government is broke. It's what you hear from the politicians. Government is broke, and I am the only one that can fix it. Insert politician's name here. Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton. This politician, that politician. I'm the only one that can fix it. Change, change. I'm the only one that can change it. Nothing but more manipulative rhetoric. In my mind, nothing more. How many campaigns in the last 50 years? People only need to research and go back and find. They all use the same rhetoric, the same words. Change. I'm the only one that can change it. Government is broke. And I'm the only one that can fix it. Yada, yada, yada. The only one in control is you. You control your destiny. Absolutely right. I never thought I could have done this. A little more than 3 years ago. Not much more than 3 years ago. It was December of 2012. Where I was only thinking about doing this. Researching it. And just starting to look into it. Scared to death of getting in front of a microphone. And I did it in front of a camera first. Before I got in front of the microphone. I was doing the videos first. Still doing the videos. Although I haven't done very many in the last few weeks and all that. Been doing some different things. Going through some things. Some physical things. Even going through some spiritual things. Trying to find the right path. Trying to find the right people to lead me down the right path. It's not always easy. But I never could have imagined. And I didn't imagine 3.5 years ago I would be doing this. Trying to change people's minds. Trying to make people aware of the deceptions, aware of the manipulations, and aware of how they're being deceived. But as we know, millions of people don't even care that they're being deceived, let alone know how they're being deceived. They're just comfy and cozy in their cushiony couches or easy chairs, sitting in front of their TVs and vegetating. They're completely happy with being deceived. I know of, I can still remember to this day, my awakening. I was so angry I could have kicked a hole through a wall. To have found out that I could have been duped, that I was duped so easy for 44 years. When it all hit me, it was virtually like a light bulb going on, flipping the switch and light bulb coming on. It was literally just like that. Yeah, that's a good number there, Tim. But a lot of people don't really like the word sheeple. I don't use it that much, but a lot of people use it. Millions. And as I again state, there are billions of people are being deceived every single second, minute, day, week, month, and year. Being deceived their entire lives. And they don't know how to get mad about it. Because they don't even know that they're being deceived. 87%. That's a big number. That's over, that's probably 7 billion people, Tim. If you want to think about it, that's probably 7 billion people, or close to it anyways. 87% are fat and happy of their lives, fat and happy of being slaves or serfs. That's a lot of people. But you know, Tim, sheep can recognize a wolf, and they do know what to do when a wolf comes around. So maybe Joan's right. Maybe that's not the best characterization, Tim. Sheep do know when they're being hunted and stalked. The masses of this big blue ball, they don't know they're being hunted and stalked. They don't know they're being deceived. But I again ask, what is it going to take? I don't have the answer. But I think collectively, if a lot of us do get together, we can come up with the answer. And I hope to see that day. I'll be 52 in the spring. Hopefully that day will come in my lifetime. But I'm going to put another song on here and gather some more thoughts. So everyone, we'll be right back here in just 3.5 minutes. Okay, I'm back after that break here. I'm going to try to make that the last break. Probably play a song to end, or play a request. I can't seem to find that song that Sam mentioned to me. I'll have to get it on YouTube. That's what I'll do. But, you know, there's more things to be talked about. More things to be discussed between all of us. Tim did have another interesting thought there. He was chatting back and forth last time I was talking with Joan there. He said the rest of the family pulls their weight. So do the deluded humans. Do they know they're being hunted, Tim? That's the big question. That is what the Romans used the circuses for. Yep, the circuses, the stadium fights between other gladiators and gladiators with African animals, lions or tigers, whatever they could find, a bear. I don't know. I don't know if they had bears. I'm sure they must have had bears in Europe at that time. They would have found some, but they would put on massive spectacles for the people just to delude their minds, just to distract their concentration, just to distract their everyday lives, so they maybe they wouldn't think that they were being hunted. Maybe they thought they were being entertained by the Caesars and by the Senate and by the entire Roman system. I do know that is a fact, Tim. You are right about that. They did put on massive spectacles to distract people. And they are still continuing these massive spectacles today in the sporting arenas with the football, the European football and the American football, and the other sports that they have. The sporting events are no different They're just a lot more highly technical in presence today than what they were 2,000 years ago. There's no difference. They were meant to distract then, and they're meant to distract now. Plain and simple. I thought that from day one. Over 6 years ago. I do want to go back, and in case anybody hasn't heard, it's been a while since I did mention my awakening, and I mentioned it earlier, but I didn't really explain. I was a sports fan for years and years and years. 44 of them, to be exact. Until 2009, when I did have the awakening. I had gotten my first computer for Christmas 2008. And I was having fun with it. During the winter of 2008-2009. And I don't know what the reason is to this day still. Maybe you call it kismet or fate. But I had something. Gave me an itch. And I looked into online college. I eventually enrolled into the IT field, internet technology. Yeah, that's right. I wanted to be a web designer. But I quickly learned I was in over my head. It wasn't really web design. The course turned out to be coding. That's right up 10 from Tang's Alley. I was learning to be a coder, write code for applications and stuff like that, which would have eventually turned into web design, but I didn't want to spend 2 years being a coder because I just thought it was too technical for me, and it was. So I switched my major and went into journalism, mass communications, and I enjoyed it. I was in the second block of classes in journalism school, and I was actually in the critical thinking class, which was called CRT 205 here in America, learning about fallacies and logical critical thinking. And when I first got into the class, I thought to myself, what are these fallacies? What are they used for? I was learning about them and I was reading about them, but I didn't understand the practical application for them. And ironically enough, I was listening to Alex Jones in Austin, Texas, and he had just come out with his movie, The Obama Deception, right after Obama took office in 2009. And I was listening to his show one day, and he was talking about some type of a YouTube clip where two political pundits were bickering back and forth. And he mentioned that was a straw man attack, straw man argument. And that perked my interest because I was just starting to learn about that within the last 3 or 4 days. And I had started to read about the straw man argument, straw man attack. And I went and searched up that clip on YouTube and watched it. And there it was, right in front of my face. The practical application for logical fallacies. They're being used in media. They're being used in entertainment. They're being used in government. No, you don't code, Tim? Okay. Just fooling with you, though. Anyways, there it was. The practical application for logical fallacies. Straw man attack. Appeal to ridicule. Appeal to authority. And many, many more. All people need to do is start reading up on your fallacies. There's quite a few websites out there and pages that people can learn from reading them and looking into what my claims are. They're being used every single day in the media. And entertainment, and government. But the people are being fooled. They're being duped. And I couldn't believe it when it first happened to me. As I mentioned, a light bulb went on. And I thought, wow. I started looking over the arguments. Looking over the government's arguments and the media's arguments. And you can pick away. You can pick away their argument. You can pick it apart. By learning the fallacies. And seeing them right in front of your eyes. Knowing what they mean. Knowing how you're being deceived. That is one of my goals. To be able to put a presentation together. With the right type of application. How people are being deceived. And go out and help people. To realize they're being deceived. Make them want to do something about those manipulations, those deceptions, and how they can combat it. Well, everyone, I think got just a little less than 3 minutes left here, so I'm going to look for that song that Sam wanted. And see if I can just get the YouTube video for it. Everyone, I will be back on Sunday after Vin, unless something happens. So, thank you for staying up, and thank you for chatting, and thank you for listening. I will see everyone on Sunday. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this has been Cancel Like a Ball. Good night, everyone.